Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this episode, we're going to review the changes in the latest release. This release is for both on-the-cloud customers and on-site 12.0.x instances that can upgrade to 13.0. When preparing for your upgrade or deciding whether or not to upgrade, please keep in mind that some key features in 12.3 or 12.0 have changed or may no longer be available in 12.13. Some of the items are unavailable in 13.0 may be made available in a future release. Refer to the show notes for the feature disparity between 12.3 and 13.0 and 12.0 to 13.0. There are also links in the show notes for specific features and enhancements in 13.0 release notes for Sell, Serve, and Enterprise. We've also added the installation and upgrade guide and migration guide for those out there that are hosting Sugar on-site and need help upgrading to 13.0. And if that's not enough and you need more help, you can also email our support team at support@sugarcrm.com. Unless you're working with one of our certified partners, please contact them for help. The biggest notable change between 12.0 and 13.0 is the new navigation bar on the left side of the screen. If you haven't seen it yet, I've added a super short video in the show notes so you can share it with your team. So here are a few features and enhancements that are specific to 13.0. Users can now choose how many modules are visible by default on the navigation bar. This helps users personalize their view of the left navigation bar. Administrators can now allow users to specify how many pinned modules to display in their navigation bar and can set the default number for all users. There are a few changes in filtering for modules. We've updated the filters with two new operators, is empty and is not empty for certain field types. There's more fields that have been added to build filter list in accounts, cases, and opportunities. Take a look at the release notes link in the show notes to see the specific fields added. And you can now edit records in the list view tab of the record view dashlet, such as the contacts related to an account, directly within the dashlet's list view tab. The user experience changes in reports include, you can now toggle the visibility of the filters, data table, and charts in order to focus on the information you need. Your users can easily see the number of runtime filters applied to the current report within the circle indicator on the filter view button. There's now two layout modes. When a chart and table are shown at the same time, you can choose whether to arrange the chart and data table side by side or top and bottom to optimize your view of the report. We've also changed the relative size of the split view. When a chart and a table are shown simultaneously, drag the divider line between the chart and data table to change the relative size of the two components to customize the report display. And larger reports with a lot of data tables that would previously take a long time to load, now provide the option to either load a simplified table more quickly and download the CSV file, depending on the size of the report. Check out the link in the show notes for the video that review all these changes in reports. Stay with me now. There's only a few more changes I want to discuss. There are changes in the DocuSign connector. When it's configured, users can send a complete document to DocuSign directly from the Doc Merge widget. Another change is to Sugar Live for those of you that use it for Sugar Sell or Serve. The summary panel now automatically saves all the information so the data will not be lost if an interaction ends abruptly. We also have added a new capability to Sugar Sell Advanced and Serve in Smart Guides, which used to be called Customer Journey. It's now possible to complete all subpanels of a smart guide automatically by marking the parent activity as complete. If a record has multiple start guides starting at once, you can now reorder them by dragging and dropping them within the Smart Guide subpanel to display them in your desired order. Canceled Smart Guides will now display a status of canceled instead of completed, so you can easily understand whether the Smart Guide was completed or not. And the progress bar on the Smart Guide will now dynamically change color to reflect the status of the Smart Guide. And finally, in SugarCell Premier and Serve, in version 13.0, we updated Sugar Hint panel appearance. The Sugar Hint panel now uses the standard sugar icons and styling. Now, I hope this episode is helpful to get you prepared for 13.0 release. Stay tuned here for the next episode of the Sugar You podcast for admins. And stay sugar sweet.